The Secretary of the U.S. Air Force, Deborah Lee James, will be visiting Boise's Gowan Field this morning. She'll meet with Idaho's congressional delegation early on in the day, as well as Boise's mayor and local business leaders. But we don't know if she'll be making any announcements about the future of the Idaho Air National Guard. And as Adam Cotterell reports, Idaho Guard members are waiting to hear what their future holds.
Gowan Field is home to the Idaho Air National Guard, but it might not be for long. Air Force leaders have recommended retiring the A-10, the plane the Idaho Guard uses, and moving the operation to Mountain Home to save money. The city of Boise doesn't want that to happen because Gowan Field brings millions of dollars to the local economy each year. And Guard spokesman Colonel Tim Marsano says the Guard doesn't want to leave Boise either.
We need a large, high-density population in order to get the recruits that we need. For that reason, we're not sure that the Air National Guard's mission would be as sustainable in another more rural part of the state.
But the question of moving is just part of the uncertainty the Idaho Air National Guard is dealing with. Its 1,300 members want to know what their mission will be when the A-10 is retired. If the Pentagon doesn't give them a new mission, the very existence of this unit could be in question. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.